Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back. That was the very Journey tenor saxophonist Billy Harper hitting all the appropriate notes and bringing us into a new hour of Neon Jazz together. Off the 2000 album Soul of an Angel, that was the tune Credence. Billy was heavily influenced by John Coltrane and has his own distinct jazz blend he brings to the audience. His unique music mind was first discovered back in Houston, Texas, at the age of 5 when he began to sing. And by 14, he formed his first Billy Harper Quintet while a student at Evan E. Worthing High School. And it was from there that he earned a Bachelor's of Music degree in 1965 from the University of North Texas and went on to play with the finest in the jazz craft. Spending 2 years with Art Blakey's Messengers, then with Elvin Jones, and on to Thad Jones and the Mel Lewis Orchestra in the 1970s, and then he became a member of Max Roach's band in the late 1970s. Billy was also a repeat member of Randy Weston's ensembles. His 1973 album Copra Black stands in jazz as one of the seminal recordings of jazz's black consciousness movement. Billy had this to say about his approach to things. My feeling is that music should have a purpose. In the past, it has always been used for healing and uplifting and meditation, and that's the way I see my music. And did he ever? Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that has always put the pulse into the jazz scene, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to give you yet another hour of our jazz goods around here. This next one is a special track recorded on Father's Day, June 21, 2015, at Grandview High School in Grandview, Mo., representing students that graduated from their impressive jazz program over the years. A once-in-a-generation concert and meeting. Jazz director Danny Watring led the march, and this is what he had to say about the event.
This is something that Bob and Gary and I have talked about for years. We all came to Grandview about the same time back in the 80s. We had been talking about this for 4 or 5 years anyway, about it would be really cool to put together some of the greatest jazz players that have come out of Grandview High School and just see what kind of band that would be. We've got 23 outstanding Grandview High School graduates to come together. It's going to be a special thing.
And now the band plays Bobby Watson's Wheel Within a Wheel. Dig it.
Hey now, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Every morning, find me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blue. I'm so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Every evening find me moaning, 'cause of all the trouble I see. Life is a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief. And I pray, I really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief. Every evening find me moaning, 'cause of all of the trouble I see. Life is a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Find me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Every evening find me moaning, 'cause of all of the trouble I see. Life is a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Along with my grief. Well, I pray, I really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief. Every evening find me moaning, 'cause of all of the trouble I see. Life's a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning.
That was jazz vocalist, songwriter, and actor Gregory Porter with the 2014 tune Moanin' off his album Issues of Life, Features and Remixes. And that was a big year for him. He won the 2014 Grammy for Best Jazz Vocal Album, Liquid Spirit. And the Sacramento native was raised in Bakersfield, California by his mother, who was a minister. He got a full-ride football scholarship to San Diego State University, and a shoulder injury during his junior year of high school put the brakes on the sports career and opened that door to music full-on. He always wears a modified flat cap for public appearances, or as he calls it, the jazz hat, and it does him well. This next tune, a modified take on the Maple Leaf Rag as the jazz man speaks it, via Jean-Baptiste and Stay Hum. This will stay in your head for a bit after you hear it. Off the 2013 album Social Music, dig it.
Jazz music is based on strictly music. You'll have the finest ideas from the greatest operas, symphonies, and overtures in jazz music. There's nothing finer than jazz music because it comes from everything of the finest class music. The fact of it is, every musician in America had the wrong understanding about jazz music. Somehow or another, it got into the dictionary. that jazz was considered a lot of Latin noise and discordant tones, that is something that would be even harmful to the ears. Jazz music is to be played sweet, soft, plenty rhythm. When you have your plenty rhythm with a plenty swing, it becomes beautiful.
Hey, I'm Mark the Love Man Pender from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was jazz pianist Aaron Deal with the 2015 tune Broadway Boogie Woogie off his Space Time Continuum album. This cat is a flat-out jazz virtuoso and a composer. He was one of the youngest artists to win the 2014 Monterey Jazz Festival Commission Artist and composed three streams of expression dedicated to pianist and composer John Lewis. He was also the 2013 recipient of the Jazz Journalists Association Award for Up-and-Coming Artist. This album features Benny Golson and Joe Temperley to give it that jazzy fine touch. With the 2013 tune Going to California via the Big Sur album, this is the steeply talented guitarist, composer, and arranger, Bill Frisell, giving you something to remember next on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. moment, I highly recommend check out Neon Jazz with Joe DiNino.
That was jazz drummer and educator Billy Hart with the 2006 tune Ira off his album Amethyst. This Washington, D.C. native got his feet square in the performing waters early on, performing with Otis Redding and Sam and Dave, and then later with Buck Hill and Shirley Horn, and he was a sideman with the Montgomery Brothers, Jimmy Smith, and later with Wes Montgomery on his own. He would also jam with the likes of McCoy Tyner, Wayne Shorter, Pharoah Sanders, and Marion McPartlin. At the age of 70, Billy still works steadily and teaches widely. He is a jazz magician. From the magic mind and fingers of Bill Evans, this is him live from Town Hall in 1966 with the tune he did well over his career, Make Someone Happy.
Thank you.
Joe Dimino.
That was the Boston Strong saxophonist and jazz educator, George Garzon, with the tune Plus One off his 2006 album, The Fringe, in New York. Speaking of, The Fringe is a jazz trio he founded back in 1972, and it includes bassist John Lockwood and drummer Bob Gulati. Gigging regularly in the Boston area, and he has toured the world with them as well. George started on the tenor saxophone when he was 6 years old and moved on to having one hell of a ride gigging with the likes of Danilo Perez, Joe Lovano, Jack DeJohnette, Bob Weir, and many, many others. He is also a very esteemed jazz educator teaching at the Berklee College of Music, and he's taught cats like Branford Marsalis and the great Joshua Redman. This is the Wild Man of the Tenor Sax next on the show with the 1960 song All I Do Is Dream of You, or as the world knows, is Arnett Cobb off the album Moving Right Along. And that we are here on Neon Jazz.
Hi, this is New York-based jazz vocalist Deborah Latz, and you're listening to KC's very own Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
your own, but sometimes the cost is dear. Being complete, knowing defeat, keeping on from year to year. It takes some doing. Monkeries, the blues you hear, keeping on from year to year. Life is a school, lest you're a fool, but the learning brings you pain. Knowing at once you're just a dunce, trial and error, loss and gain. It takes some doing. Monkery's a slow, slow train. Trial and error, loss and gain. Finding your one place in the sun doesn't come the easy way. Shallow and deep, nothing is cheap. Measured by the dues you pay, it takes some dues.
That was the very talented and soulful voice of New York-based jazz singer, songwriter, arranger, and actress Deborah Lotz with the tune Blue Monk off her latest release, Sur l'Instant. And that French album title in English actually means In the Moment. And that's how Deborah defines her latest well-received release and how she lives her life. And from there, we move on into our final song in this hour of jazz together. Here's pianist and composer George Cables with the tune Fried Bananas off the 2014 CD A Letter to Dexter. His very early influences on the keys were Thelonious Monk and Herbie Hancock, and it shows, baby. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man spreading that music joy every day he's alive, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Taking it to the barn.
Like what you heard, well, let us know. We'd love to have a suggestion or two, or just to know you're out there in Radio Land. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Okay, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.